Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn steady, May wheat down 6.5 cents, and May beans up 8.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 29 ticks, just barely under 90 cents. Gold is sharply higher, up $19. The Dow Jones looks to open about 250 lower here. Overnight, we did have some sales here. We sold 180,000 metric tons of beans to China. We sold 120 metric tons of beans to Unknown and 20,000 metric tons of bean oil to Unknown as well. I think it's all pretty much in the market. They're looking for some rains in Argentina on Monday. And, you know, not hot temperatures at all, 70s into the low 80s. But certainly the dryness continues, and it looks like Monday showers are the only showers around for a while. We have come a long way in these grain markets, and the last week we've been making some sales into this market, and I can't recommend strongly enough that on corn and beans, you got to be 20 to 30% sold on your guaranteed bushels. On wheat, same thing for new crop. If you don't think you have the bushels out there, if you're in Oklahoma, if you're in Kansas or in Texas, then you need to buy a put. You need to buy puts on whatever you're not selling out here. So, in my opinion, you've got a great opportunity here. We've got the potential trade war issues with China, and I don't know what's going to happen there, but on this kind of a rally, I don't want to leave it on the table. And I strongly suggest that you guys do some marketing at these levels. I know it's early. I know you guys don't like to market early. But in this case, I think you've got an exceptional opportunity with the funds having gone from short to long in here. And as I always say, you want to take advantage of the funds before they take advantage of you. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.